New York I.S.O. discovers market problem, opens confidential investigation, written by John Norris, and read by an automated voice. New York I.S.O. has identified a software issue that potentially constitutes a market problem and will investigate the impact, according to an email the ISO sent to market participants Tuesday night. In the email, which was obtained by RTO Insider, New York I.S.O. said it is conducting a confidential investigation into the issue and that it will inform market participants as soon as practicable after resolution of the underlying issue. Sean Johnson, New York I.S.O., Director of Market Mitigation and Analysis, addressed stakeholder questions about the notice during a Wednesday meeting of the ISO's Business Issues Committee.
Johnson said the ISO will label the investigation as confidential but does not expect it to be a long-term one. The expectation is that this issue will be addressed soon and we will provide more information to the marketplace as soon as possible, he said. He referred anyone interested in learning more about the procedures for reporting market problems to Section 3.5.1 of New York I.S.O.'s Market Services Tariff.
Johnson said he was reluctant to divulge too much information for fear of any parties gaming or creating harmful outcomes to the New York I.S.O. markets, but sought to answer questions from those curious about the nature, timing and impact of the problem.
In response to a question from Mark Younger, president of Hudson Energy Economics, Johnson said the problem was identified in New York I.S.O.'s day-ahead and real-time ancillary services markets.
Andrew Antonori, a director at the New York Power Authority, asked how New York I.S.O. determines when an issue is graduated to a potential market problem.
There's no bright line or financial threshold, but in order to move from a potential market problem to a market problem, there needs to be a significant impact to market outcomes, Johnson said. We are still in the stages of identifying the exact issue, he added, but at this point, is a potential market problem, and we do not have our arms around the size, scope and impact at this point.
Bruce Blyvice, director of market affairs at DC Energy, asked how long the problem has been potentially impacting New York I.S.O. markets, and whether it was a one-day, one-week, one-month or three-year problem.
Johnson was hesitant to give an exact time frame but said it's certainly been longer than 1 week and has been a somewhat significant period of time but does not go back several years. He added later that as of this morning, the problem has not been resolved. Mark Montalvo, CEO of Daymark Energy Advisors, sought clarification on the nature and magnitude of the issue. Johnson was careful in his response.
There is a definitive issue with New York I.S.O. software, but staff are still unsure about the extent that issue had on New York I.S.O. market systems or will have on those systems, he said. However, Johnson made clear that if New York I.S.O. finds the issue to be a legitimate problem, then subsequent impact analyses will glean the extent of the problem and if this was just a defect with little to no impact.
Antonori and Doreen Saya, an attorney with Greenberg Traurig, asked about New York ISO's interaction with FERC and what, if any, tariff filings may be necessary.
Johnson responded that no tariff waivers or filings are currently necessary but that New York ISO staff have been in contact with the commission to keep it appraised of the problem and get its thoughts and guidance.
At this point, we do not expect there to be any need for additional market rules changes or exigent filing with FERC, and the expectation is that this will be resolved with updates to software, he added.
New York I.S.O. must return with an update and more information within 30 days of initial notice, and Johnson said staff plan to return to the market issues working group meeting either August 3 or 9.
June market performance.
Also during the BIC meeting, New York I.S.O. Senior Vice President Rana Mukherjee presented June's market performance, highlighting how lower fuel prices and cooler temperatures significantly reduced energy prices compared with last year.
The month's locational-based marginal pricing was roughly 60% lower than in the same month a year ago. Mukherjee said fuel prices are at historically low levels and natural gas prices are 79% down year over year. DER manual updates. Also, stakeholders unanimously approved multiple distributed energy resource manual updates presented during the BIC meeting. These updated manuals include revisions that have been discussed over the past year and are part of New York ISO's ongoing work to comply with FERC Order 2222, which required operators to enable DER aggregation market participation and deployment.
The manuals are now moved to the July 20 Operating Committee for approval, and New York ISO anticipates the revisions will become effective on the same date as the launch of other tariff and participation models.